Good morning. Today we're joined by Beth Smith-Boyven. She is the executive director of the Alzheimer's Association, the Northeast New York chapter. And first, let's start with good morning, Beth.
Good morning, David.
Well, of course, June is Alzheimer's Awareness Month. And I think not only do our listeners know about this unfortunate disease, but many in our region deal with it, not only with themselves or their parents or loved ones, and it can be debilitating. Give us a sense of your organization, what you're doing and planning for this Alzheimer's Awareness Month, and the impact.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. I will. The Alzheimer's Association is the leader in care and support for people with Alzheimer's disease and their caregivers. We serve every inch of this great country where currently we have almost 5.5 million Americans affected by this disease and an estimated 15 million people providing care and services to a family member with the disease. So the impact is great. On a state level, we know that there are about 390,000 New Yorkers affected by the disease, with approximately 1.2 million people providing those folks with the care and support they need because of this disease. What we hope to do in the month of June is to raise awareness about those folks that are currently affected with Alzheimer's disease, raise awareness about the tremendous commitment that caregivers make to those people, and raise awareness about the 10 warning signs of Alzheimer's disease so that those folks that are out there with concerns about their memory will take that next step and go out and receive a diagnosis and then come to the Alzheimer's Association for the services that we provide.
Could you give us those 10 warning signs?
I can, certainly. So one of the big things that happens in Alzheimer's disease that is most notable is the memory change. And so we say that, you know, it's normal for folks to have changes in memory as they age. However, when the memory change affects daily life, when you start to pay your bills late or miss doctor's appointments or forget your children's birthdays, then it's problematic. In addition, the memory loss that happens in Alzheimer's disease happens because there is a failure to collect new data. And so people with Alzheimer's disease will often remember things that happened in the past, but they don't remember what they had for breakfast. They don't remember what happened yesterday. And so it's a very distinct type of memory loss. People also have difficulty with planning and solving complex problems, particularly in the area of numbers. So folks that, again, were very responsible about bill paying and reconciling checkbooks begin to have difficulty in that area. People begin to have some confusion with regard to places or times. They might get lost driving to the supermarket. They have difficulty with word retrieval, either saying a word or words that they want to say, or writing the words that they want to say. People are often misplacing things and can't retrace their steps or can't be cued back about where to find things that they may have lost. They have a change in judgment. People tend to use poor judgment, have an inability to use abstract thinking. They become very concrete. Many times people have changes in mood and personality and will withdraw from work or social activities because of their concerns about their memory loss or other changes and their concerns that other people will spot them. So if you see any more than 3 or 4 of these items, it's really something that you should either call the Alzheimer's Association and talk about or talk about with your doctor.
Well, and let's go there. I mean, let folks know how they can contact you.
Absolutely.
Because, of course, you also provide care and support, and that includes the caregivers.
It does indeed. We provide care and support, information, education, safety services to those affected by Alzheimer's disease and, of course, these critical caregivers that you speak of. We have a local number, which is 518-867-4999. We have a national 1-800 number so that people can call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. That is 1-800-272-3900. And we have an excellent website, alz.org.
Again, June is Alzheimer's Awareness Month, and we've been speaking with Beth Smith-Boyven. She's the executive director of the Alzheimer's Association for the Northeast New York chapter. Beth, thank you so much for spending the time with us today to talk about this important subject.
It was my pleasure. Thank you for having me, David.